Japanese pilot.
Oh, Mom, look at Grandpa
I'm
Joe.
I'm tap dancing.
He's dancing.
Someone pass me a cane.
Here, take this cane.
It's my little dance number. I'm a piece of shit.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie, the only podcast that you'd probably want to listen to in incognito mode.
Why is that?
Dirty and you're ashamed.
Yeah. Yeah, we are pretty
You know
dirty.
What your wife's stumbling across? What the hell is this? Is it Can We Add Arnie? Jeez, I wish she was just looking at porn like a normal person.
Freak, I'm getting a divorce.
Absolutely. Corey Sutton, hello.
Hello, Alan Oldworth. It's an absolute pleasure to return for this next episode.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, 1971. We're not doing the Johnny Depp trash one. We're doing the one with Gene Wilder.
Yeah, not to be confused. Is the book called Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, yeah.
There was always a debate about
There's
that.
There's something about that. But yeah, Roald Dahl was the one that I wrote.
Roald Dahl.
Yeah. What a Dahl.
What kind of name is Roald?
I don't know. Is it his real name or is it his gimmick name?
Oh. Is he a wrestler?
Maybe he's a pro wrestler. Who knows? He was going to go by the Crusher originally. They decided to go by Roll. What a tangent. Anyway, I love this movie. Critics agree. 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. Audience, 87%. That's fair.
Is it because it's got a musical element and you are impartial to a musical?
I do love a bloody musical. You got me there. That I think it's just a really good family movie in the sense that it is like, I was chatting to you this before we started the podcast. It's a kid's movie, but it doesn't bubble wrap them. It doesn't protect them from scary things. There's the moment in the tunnel that is purely just there to scare the crap out of you.
Psychedelic weirdness.
Every time I close my eyes, I still see it. And then, you know, and it's got a bit of adult jokes in there, adult humor.
Yep. It's about morals in a way, really.
And it really is. And it's got a musical element as well, which is why I love it. And Gene Wilder is perfection in this. Rest in peace.
I said to my wife, I was going to watch this for our next episode. Mm-hmm. And she said to me, I refuse to watch that with you because that movie scares me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she needs to grow up.
It's true.
What an absolute baby.
I've told her. I said, you need to grow up, Dove.
Yeah, grow love. Up. Dull?
Dove. Love.
Oh, Dove.
I called her, I mixed love and doll, and it became Dove.
Well, hey.
Which is quite an affectionate pet name,
she's
really.
Your turtle dove. Flying together, she represents world peace.
All right. Let's get down to beeswax.
All right. We're going to read out a character that you have suggested on the Can We Add Arnie Facebook group. You might have chimed in with a comment and it's been rambling in there. I've got a whole bowl of them right here. And today we are Kung Fu Panda before Skidouche. What's that mean?
Oh, you've seen Kung Fu Panda.
Years ago.
You know how he has that Skidouche. Special move?
No.
And he goes, Skidouche.
Oh, no, but I do a better Jack Black than you. But I don't know the context of Skidouche. Is that how he says it, I imagine?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yo, Jack Black here, Skidouche.
Oh, wow, that's incredible.
Let's get rocking.
It's like I think it's actually called the Wooshy Finger Hold. The Wooshy Finger Hold.
Is this legit?
Yeah.
I feel like you're setting me up for an awful, awful prank.
You know when he does like this little finger thing?
I don't.
And then it makes a giant nuclear explosion?
I want to make it clear, and this is the beauty of you guys giving us suggestions, I don't know this. So I look forward to doing this and not knowing what it is. How exciting for us. Give us the synopsis, please, Corey.
All right, here we go. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory tells the story of Charlie Bucket, a poor boy who wins a golden ticket to tour Willy Wonka's magical chocolate factory. Along with four other children, Charlie experiences a world of wonder and imagination, but each child falls victim to their own flaws. Wonka ultimately reveals that the entire contest was a test to find a worthy heir for his factory, offering Charlie and his family a life of unimaginable joy.
That's right. It's the original Hunger Games, baby.
It is. It totally is.
Only one can survive.
What were all the kids' flaws?
Well, you had...
Augustus was gluttony.
Yeah. You've got Veruca Salt. She's just a jerk that wants everything, very selfish.
Yep.
Violet chewing gum constantly, just kind of a bit of a, like, you know, chewing with her mouth open, not having manners.
Just a grot.
Yep. And then Mike TV addicted to television.
Yeah, so, okay. Yeah. Vanity.
And then Charlie, just for being poor, was his sin, which I would argue is the most disgusting of all.
If you're listening and you're poor, I'd say send us an email, but you don't have a computer.
Yeah, how dare you, first of all. All right, there are so many scenes that we can add Arnie to be honest. All of them would improve this movie immensely. But before we even get to that, there is a fact that I'd like to share with everyone for this movie. And I know you love your facts, so I brought one today. And that was at Gene Wilder, who, of course, was Willy Wonka. He only accepted the role as if he could pretend to be crippled at the start and have that limp that he walks out with the cane and then do a somersault to reveal that he's actually all good. What wow. a random thing to demand in the contract.
That's such a weird
He's
thing.
He's a quirky guy, he Blazing is. Saddles, Young Frankenstein. He did some amazing movies. And in this one, he was just like, yeah, like, I just imagine him with his agent. All right, hey, Gene. Yeah. Hey, look, everything's going so well. Oh, Willy great. Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. This could make you a household name. I know you've had a lot of success already, but this is the movie that is going to cement your legacy in Hollywood, baby.
Well, I'd love to be a household name.
See, look at this, how much money you're going to be making, how much money we're going to be making.
Look at all those zeros.
Yeah, we can buy our own chocolate factory after this. Am I right, Gene?
I don't like chocolate.
All right, that's fine. Okay, well, we're going through here the clauses, so you got your own trailer.
Uh-huh.
I know you don't love the costume design, but it will pop on colour television.
Purple's not really my colour.
It's not, but your eyes will make it pop. We've talked about this. You are a handsome man.
Periwinkle blue.
Periwinkle blue, baby. Okay, so I've done that catering. We've all got that sorted.
Did you
Yep.
get the only clause that I wanted? The one where I can pretend to be a cripple and then do a somersault to prove it real. I'm not a cripple. Yeah, the somersault cripple clause.
Yeah. No, I remember you its just, name. We had three meetings.
It's probably in there.
So just flicking through.
I won't sign this. I will not sign any contract until I have the somersault cripple clause.
Hey, how long have I been your agent for?
3 weeks.
Yep. Ah, here it is. That is ironclad. That's in there. That's
in the contract.
It's in the contract.
That's
we
great.
Got that. We got that one in.
I can't foresee that ever being cancelled in 30 to 40 years' time.
No. That's perfectly fine, I think. And you're fine with doing your own stunts? Well.
What?
You can.
Do you want me to provide the cane?
You got your own cane?
I do.
Wow. Sign him in. He's in. Yeah, that would have been a weird check.
That would not happen today, right? Like, surely. Like,
I don't know.
I think from.
I don't know.
Because if it leaked to, like, Brad Pitt, you know, 2 years ago, was like, I want to do this film, but I have to pretend that I'm deaf to start with. And then it turns out that I'm not deaf. I've got perfect
hearing. You're right. That'd be kind of weird.
People would be like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, what a weird clause to demand.
Yeah. I know where I want to start.
Yeah, you start. Yep.
I think Grandpa Joe is a piece of trash.
May I have a minute?
Please do. For those wondering, obviously Grandpa Joe is the guy who's been bedridden for 20 years with his wife and the other set of grandparents.
Yeah, and they all live in the same bed. That bed would stink. Grandpa Joe might be the biggest piece of shit on cinema I've ever seen in my life. So he knows that the kid is a kid, has a job. His daughter or daughter-in-law, we don't know exactly, she is working non-stop. And when she's home, she's caring for these four people, plus her son, who's pretty independent anyway.
Yeah.
The kid gets money. What does he spend on his first pay? A loaf of bread for the family. Good kid. Good morals. But what does he do with the little bit of extra he has? He gives it to Grandpa Joe to use for tobacco. Grandpa Joe, to his credit for a moment there, is like, oh no, I couldn't possibly. But then it was like, give me that sweet tobacco, baby! And takes it. Then the second the family gets a little bit of good fortune with this golden ticket thing, all of a sudden he can walk. I hate Grandpa Joe so much. Even the end of the movie, they drink the bubbly stuff. And that's the reason why they were initially not going to be given the big prize at the end. And Grandpa Joe gets in there all fired up like, you can't do this to Charlie. You did this to Charlie. You did this, you dog. That had nothing to do with Charlie. He's just following your lead because he doesn't have a father figure. I hate Grandpa Joe.
If I may, you are allowed to use the phrase of Joe Pesci from Casino.
You motherfucker. I hate Grandpa Joe. He's such a dog. Such a dog. I hate him. I hate him so much.
I would like Arnie to be Grandpa Joe.
In which scene?
Lying in bed.
Okay.
As Charlie Bucket comes in and be like, I've got the golden ticket.
All right, here we go.
Grandpa.
Yeah, Charlie's here, everybody. Charlie, hey, what do you got there, Spot?
You won't believe it.
What have you got?
I got the golden ticket. We can go to Willy Wonka's factory.
Wow, look at that ticket. It's glorious. Everyone, look. Wow. Who are you going to take with you, Charlie?
Well...
You're going to take, well, you can't take this granddad. He's blind. He can't see anything.
Was that in his contract?
That's in his contract. Then you've got the two ladies over here that I shared this bed with at the end there.
It smells on that side.
It certainly does. And she can't go anywhere. She can't walk. She's bedridden. She's also bedridden as well. I guess your mother, but she works pretty hard.
I mean, I'd like to take mom. She's been so good to us.
Yeah, but she's pretty busy, probably. So maybe, I don't know, you could take me.
Maybe the best friend? My best friend,
your best friend,
Timmy.
Yeah, Timmy. No, I'm. If only there was another name. I don't know.
Okay, well, what about the neighbor?
No. You don't want to take them. They'll probably steal your prize, Charlie. Oh,
I don't want them to steal my prize, Granddad.
Charlie, I'd probably keep it within the family, probably.
Okay, what about the dog?
No, the dog can't go into a factory. It's all health and safety. You know the rules.
Okay.
I'm a quick hypothetical, maybe.
I could take the TV. Maybe.
No. We don't have a TV. We're poor. Maybe you could take your old grandpa, Joe.
I mean, I'd love to take you, Grandpa.
What's stopping you?
And you've always been my biggest supporter.
Yeah, well, I'm in this bed. What's stopping you?
And you taught me that tobacco is important.
It's very important.
You've been stuck in the bed for 20 years.
Yeah, about that. Watch this.
Whoa, you took off the covers. Yeah. You're getting up. Get Grandpa. Whoa.
I could walk the whole time. I'm a piece of shit.
Dad?
I can walk around.
Dad, you didn't tell me you could walk the whole time.
Surprise!
Dad, you piece of crap.
Not only can I walk, but watch this.
Oh, Mom, look at Grandpa
I'm
Joe.
I'm tap dancing.
He's dancing.
Someone pass me a cane.
Here, take this cane.
It's my little dance number. I'm a piece of shit. You gonna take me or what?
You know what? I think I might take Grandpa Joe.
Excellent. I've got just the hat for the occasion.
You have a new hat for the occasion.
Oh, absolutely. I bought it.
When did you go out and buy that?
Oh, I was stuck out in the night one night. Dun, 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 dun. Look at me. Dun, 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 dun. I look so good, right?
You look really good.
And you're going to go the dickhead. This is so good for the family.
So you've been lying all this time?
Oh, Charlie, shut up. Exactly how that scene went.
Piece of crap.
So then we meet all the random characters inside the chocolate factory. And this is the bit when, as a kid, I was watching it, I always like almost want to fast forward. Mm. So I'm like, let's get me in there. I want to see this chocolate factory. I love it. So let's just do just that and fast forward straight to that moment where they open up the door. Willy Wonka's there. All the kids are there. And we get to experience it all. Now, I do feel like we had Arnie in this. And there's only one character that feels right.
Yeah.
Augustus, baby.
He's from Europe. Is he Austrian or German?
I know they filmed the movie in Germany.
Did they really?
Yeah, majority of it in Germany. Yeah.
No way.
Little fact for you. I'm filled with the facts today.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, why? Absolutely. I think it was just cheaper to do it like that. And also,
post-war. Yeah.
Yeah, and literally like a lot of those Oompa Loompas they use are European. From all over Europe, they got them over to do it. So.
Okay.
Yeah, little facts for you. I love this movie.
That's great.
So yeah, let's do Arnie as Augustus. Obviously, he's going to fall into the chocolate river.
Yeah.
And we all know what happens after that.
Children, follow me.
Oh, wow, I want to go in the chocolate now.
You're an annoying child.
I need the chocolate. I can't wait. It's so beautiful.
Augustus?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm so ready.
I'm going to open the doors.
Oh, Augustus, make sure you don't eat all the chocolate straight away.
No, Mother, I would not do it. But I am hungry.
And here we go.
Wow, Dad. Wow, Grandpa Joe. Look at it. It's so amazing.
You're right, Charlie. It is.
Wow. Augustus, come over here.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Wow.
Gumdrops from a tree.
Wow. Nom, 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 nom. They're so tasty. It's a beautiful place we're in. Can I eat this plant over here?
You can. It's peppermint.
Nom, 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 nom. What about this grass?
Yes, you can eat the grass.
Really?
Yeah. Nom, yeah, nom, that nom. Tastes like earwax.
Yeah, it does, but I still eat it. I eat everything.
Yeah.
What about this? This is a sign that says to go this way for the toilets. Can I eat the sign?
You can eat the sign.
Nom, nom,
does
nom,
that
nom.
Not taste like paint?
It tastes a little bit like paint, but I like it.
Come with me to the toilet.
Why would this toilet
come
bowl?
Come with me and you'll see
yes.
A toilet made of nougat.
Nom, nom, nom,
see
nom.
That turd, it came from a bird made of sweeties and
it's
little gumdrops.
Nom, 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 nom. Wow, Willy Wonka, you made my day. This is so wonderful. Everything I am surrounded by, I can eat, which I gotta be honest, I always suspected I could. I'll be taking this mentality to the real world.
No, no,
yes,
no.
Yes,
don't
I will.
Do that.
Stop singing and listen to me, man. I'm going to be eating everything that I see the second I'm out these doors.
No, no.
I'm going to eat my mama.
Okay.
I'll eat everything.
Can I speak to your mama?
Oh, Augustus, yes. It's important he speaks to me. And stop talking about eating everything in the real world. You're scaring me.
Mrs.
About.
Augustus Glue.
Yes?
May we have an aside?
Please, Augustus, wander over there by the chocolate river, okay? And don't mind yourself. Okay, Mama.
Don't touch the river, Augustus. We'll come back to that. But do not touch my river.
Shut up, Wonka Man. Yes, what is the question you have? for me.
Your son.
Yes.
He thinks
yes.
that he can go into the real world and eat
yes.
anything.
Yes. Yes. It's not a good idea, is it?
No, it's not. I need you to put a stop to that.
I don't know how to control him.
Discipline. I don't want to tell you how to parent.
Yeah, no, no.
But your son is a fatty balatti.
A what?
A fatty boomba.
You have no evidence of this, sir.
I do.
You have no... No!
Oh, see?
Oh, I'm in the chocolate river.
He's so fat, he fell into the river.
It's okay. I'm going to try and drink my way out.
No, no, don't. Augustus, listen to me. He's not listening to me. He's just getting sucked in by the pipes.
Oh, I'm getting so full. I'm getting a bit of a stitch. Oh, no, I'm getting sucked into a pipe or something.
As we watch, he's now being sucked by these pipes and into the big pipe.
I'm going to try and eat my way out of
no,
the pipe.
No, don't. The pipe is not edible.
It's plastic.
It's plastic, Augustus.
Oh, God, my teeth.
Let me explain what's happening.
I feel so much pressure on my bum.
Come with me.
Why is he singing right now? My son is in a pipe.
And you'll see that your son is stuck in a big pipe. And there he goes.
Where is he going?
Frankly, I don't really know, my dear.
Oh, no. Is there someone that could help me?
Oh, yes. Not just someone. Some things.
Oompa loompa roompa dee doo.
I've got another problem for you.
Oompa doompa oompa dee dat.
That little kid was probably fat.
What do you get for a German who's weird?
Something and something. Look at my beard.
Da, la, la, da, da. We are like the look of it. Oompa loompa oompa dee doo.
I don't like them at all.
Shut up, little girl.
Yep, that's exactly how the scene would pay it out.
I was so confident in my rhyming, and then you hit me with the weird.
I really enjoyed that on purpose.
You so set me up for failure there.
I really did.
And but I recovered. No?
No, you did good, buddy. You did good. You did good. Scene that I like to do, and this happens before any of the actual Chocolate Factory stuff, and we did touch on Veruca Salt. You could hear her there. She is probably the worst character.
Oh.
Besides Grandpa Joe, that piece of crap, she is probably the worst character of the movie. She is an entitled, absolute terrible person. Veruca is
why
a wart.
Why is her name Veruca?
Because that's can I hit you with another fact?
Please.
So Veruca is like rolled out like the name of a wart is a Veruca. It's a Veruca wart.
Oh, right? Really? So he's inferring that she is a wart.
Because she's a horrible person, yeah.
Oh.
But the fun fact is that Americans loved the name. They started naming their kids Veruca when the movie came out.
Get out of town.
Yep, 100%.
That is classic America.
Yes, so I love the scene. And it always makes me laugh at the start where they're all trying to find the golden tickets. And everyone's busy like unwrapping all these different like, you know, these chocolate bars trying to find it. And Veruca Salt, her dad,
Daddy!
Has set up a whole factory where they're meant to be shelling peanuts, but instead he's turned the whole factory into unwrapping chocolate bars. And it's amazing. It's insane. And she's just so entitled, she's yelling at them while they're working for her. So I thought maybe we could do that scene. Happy to be Veruca Salt over here.
Okay, I can be father.
Yep, absolutely.
I think Arnie should be one of the workers who is unwrapping.
Now we're talking.
And he's been there for like 3 days.
Absolutely.
And he's getting a little bit unsettled.
100%. Let's do it.
I want my little chocolate now, Daddy.
Darling, darling.
Oh, make them work harder.
Darling, I can't make them work harder. I've stopped production. We're unwrapping chocolates every day for the last 3 days.
But I want it now.
I get it. You want it now.
Make them work nights.
You want
make them work double time.
Sweetie. We're just going to have a bit of a lesson in economics right now.
My God, can you hear what's going on up there? My God, we're still unwrapping these every day. How many days are we going to be doing this? Can't even feel my fingers anymore. I'm just unwrapping these chocolates every single day.
Have you been eating any? I've been sneaking a couple.
I've had a couple because I'm so poor, we get paid so little. But I just, let me tell you something right now. If I open up this chocolate and there happens to be a golden ticket in there, I ain't telling her. I'm not going to tell. I'm going to keep it for myself.
I think that's, have you seen Veruca? She's probably going to come down here and punch you.
She's pretty insane. Is she still going on up there? I want it now!
Sweetie, let me talk
please.
To the... Okay, I'll talk to the workers
I
now.
I said please ironically. I'll never actually say it. I hate you, Daddy. I want a new daddy.
Okay, well, we'll work on the new daddy thing, darling. Let me just open this window and tell them to work harder.
God, here he goes. They listen to the fat boss now. Okay, what's he going to say?
Workers!
Yeah?
Work harder! I want that golden ticket.
Yeah, no shit.
For my lovely daughter, Veruca.
Lovely.
You'll be working tonight.
What?
Overnight.
What?
Without pay.
God damn it.
And whoever finds that golden ticket will have an extra £1 in your pay packet.
Oh, this is so crap, my God.
Get to it.
Can you believe this, boss? Oh, my God.
£1? That's pretty good.
I was trained to learn how to open peanuts, not candy bars. This goes against every bit of my training.
So what are you saying we do?
I don't know, maybe a strike or something, a unionize.
You want to unionize?
Yeah, yeah.
Unions are dangerous things.
Why are they dangerous?
I don't think I want to say unions are dangerous things on a podcast.
I think it's a good idea. I think we should unionize as we're busy working with all these chocolate bars. What do you think, Kung Fu Panda?
Yo, just here bigging up the chocolates, eating them all for myself. What up? Yo, Paul here. I think the unionized thing's a good idea. Skadoosh, you know what I'm saying? Skadoosh. I think I'm saying the right thing. I don't actually know.
He raises a really good point.
Yeah, he's a good panda. Point. Yeah, he panda. Yeah, it's surprising that you're just...
Are you all working hard down there?
You know it, boss. What up?
Poe, I'm promoting you.
Yes.
To be the foreman of this group.
That's such an honor. Love it.
I'm good, giving great. You a 50-pound pay rise.
50 pound. Yeah, cool.
And if there's any whispers of unionizing...
Got it. Yeah.
I want you to deal with that.
Shut it down. Nice. Nice.
So no unions.
No unions.
You're in charge.
I'm in charge.
And tell the other employees, do not...
I'll tell you what, if one of them get out of control and talk about this union, you know, the sound of union say, I'll come in there and I'll give a little bit of skadoosh. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what I'm doing. I think that's the right. I'm saying the right.
You are skadooshing very well.
Oh my God,
hey, darling.
Yeah.
What do you think of skadoosh?
I don't care about skadoosh. I just want my golden ticket now.
All right, Poe, back to it.
I'll take care of this. Yo, you guys here on the floor. Yeah, you heard the man. Saying? Well, he said that I'm now the boss.
You're the boss?
Yeah.
What about the union?
All right, that's enough of the talk of the union. The union thing, it's done.
You're so pro-union, like...
Nope, never heard of it, never.
Like
nope,
2 minutes
nope,
ago, you
nope,
said,
nope,
oh, unionize.
Nope, not me. You're probably...
Is this because you're now in charge?
No, you're thinking of another panda. That wasn't me that said that.
But you got, like, a 50-pound raise.
You didn't hear that. I don't know what you're talking
about.
We all heard it. No, skadoosh. All right, look.
You can't just say skadoosh.
I can say what I want. I'm the boss now, okay? So what we're going to do, we're going to keep doing what we're doing. We're going to keep opening up the wrappers, okay? And while you're doing that, I'm going to sing to you, okay? That's what I do now, okay?
I'm
bringing up morale. Hey, what? Hey.
What?
You need to focus now, all right?
Okay, I'm unwrapping.
What do you got there? Hey, why you stop unwrapping
Poe.
There?
Poe!
Yo, what up? What we got?
I got the golden ticket.
Wait, let me look at that. Can I look at that?
No.
Let me look at it. Let me look at it.
If you touch it. You're going to take it to stupid...
I would never do that.
Stupid Veronica.
Yo, hey, look at me.
I'm looking.
We've known each other for how long?
Like, 2 months, maybe?
No, 17 years. You're mistaken.
No,
keep confusing me with the other panda. I was there for the birth of your children, all right?
I mean, yeah.
Remember I pulled the kid out first thing I said? Skadoosh.
You pulled the kid out of my wife's...
Messy, gory. And yeah. I pulled it out and I said, yeah, skadoosh. And you were like, is that the name of the kid? I said, no, that's your role. I just skadooshed it.
Yeah, and then...
It's what I do right now. So what have you found? Show me quietly. Over here. Come over here.
Okay.
Show me.
This is a golden ticket.
All right. So what we're going to do, and we're going to make sure we get at least a week off out of this, okay? And also, I want a little bit of superannuation as well. We'll get a deal happening, okay?
Oh.
For both of us, okay?
This is really good.
It's very progressive thinking, okay?
You've kind of gone back on the whole anti-union thing.
Look, I just think that we can look after ourselves with this. So what I need from you, but a little bit of trust the mundo. You're going to pass me the tick, and then I'm going to take it upstairs on behalf of both of us,
can
okay?
Can I go upstairs with you?
No. You stay down here, keep pretending like nothing's happened, okay?
Okay. Nothing go. Going wrong
all right,
here.
I'm going upstairs to see the boss.
I'll come help if you need it.
No need. All right.
Yes, come on in. Yes.
Yo, boss man.
Poe Panda.
You never believe what I found.
What is it? The golden ticket?
It's golden ticket. Here it is. Bam. Oh, well, that golden ticket now. Pass it to me. Pass it.
What?
No. I want to talk deals. Okay?
Okay.
I want 2 weeks off.
2 weeks off?
Paid. I want... Superannuation.
Super what?
And I want to be her plus one to the chocolate factory.
You want to go to the chocolate factory?
Skadoosh. I think I'm using it right.
Knock, knock, knock.
You son of a bitch.
I'll kill you, okay?
We had a deal, Poe.
Pass me a hand.
No.
Skadoosh. That's how you do it, okay? Well, hope that's all sorted. I'll leave that with you. I'll see you, Veruca, on next Saturday at the chocolate factory. We're all cool here?
Yeah.
Is he all right?
Oh, he's dead. Totally. I think that's what the skadoosh thing did.
Oh.
My dork.
don't know.
You've never seen Kung Fu Panda.
I haven't.
Well, that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie?
One of the best.
I think we've certainly had a bit of fun with it.
I would love actually to see Arnold Schwarzenegger in any kind of musical now.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah, 100%. Even if he's singing about eating out of toilets.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Of course, if you enjoyed this podcast, there's ways you can give back to us.
Yes, silly.
Don't call everyone silly.
Oh,
they're our friends.
Sorry. Yeah, friends.
There you go.
What you can do, if you like what you hear, write us a review on Apple Podcasts. That really does help us.
Yes.
Leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify, if that is your preferred method of audio transportation. You can follow and like our stuff on Instagram and TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
We try to be active. Sometimes life gets in the way.
But also sometimes life finds a way.
It does. And finally, you can join the Can We Add Arnie Facebook group and suggest movies and stupid characters that you would like to see feature.
Skadoosh.
Just like Jack Black.
Well, is that what I was doing?